11-year MLS pro Quincy Mariquois here, and you're now listening to The Perfect Soccer Podcast, where your host goes one-on-one to get to know your favorite professional soccer players, both on and off the pitch. Because how better to learn what it takes to become a pro soccer player other than directly from pro soccer players? Today's episode is brought to you by PerfectSoccerSkills.com, the number one and only platform you'll ever need to connect with and learn from pro soccer players. Learn more and enter to win weekly soccer prizes, goals, balls, jerseys, player meet and greets, and more by heading over to PerfectSoccerSkills.com/PSTM to enter to win for free today. With that said, please enjoy today's episode.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Perfect Soccer Podcast. Our special guest today is Chad Vandegrift. Chad, how's it going?
Going well. Trying to stay warm here in Kansas City.
Yeah, I'm in Connecticut, so it's getting cold. I think it's kind of snowed yesterday. It was weird, and I was like not ready for it because, I guess it's November, but yeah. Let's just go back in time a little bit. What's your first memory of playing soccer?
First memory, probably just, 5-6 years old playing for my parish, St. Thomas the Apostle in Florissant, Missouri. So not super competitive, but kind of the first time I get to get on the field and play some games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then just going into like high school, I guess, like what was your recruiting process like?
Yeah. So I had a coach for my CYC, which is just my parish team, and he formed a club, a team in the club. So I started playing with that, and he was kind of my mentor all the way up into high school. And I chose to go to a prep school and not the public high school near me. And part of that was the soccer aspect that that they could give me. And at that time, high school soccer was still you could still get recruited and there were more eyes on you than I would say there are now.
Yeah, for sure. And then I saw you played multiple sports in high school. So did that help you in soccer instead of just focusing on soccer?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a big believer in playing other sports. Baseball and basketball and soccer were my three sports in high school. It kind of takes your mind off of one sport and you get a little more energy when that sport starts up. So, I'm a big believer in that. And I think it helped me a lot.
Yeah, definitely. That's a crazy combo. I feel like it's kind of rare, soccer, baseball, and basketball.
Yeah, I'm right footed, but left handed. So basketball and baseball, but you're kind of limited in baseball being a left hander.
Yeah. Did you know, like, when did you know you were like better at soccer than the other two sports?
Yeah. So I slowly gave up, a sport. I would say like sophomore year gave up basketball, junior year gave up baseball, and then stuck with soccer. So I was kind of figuring out size wise or where I could play the next level or the best college. It kind of figured me out,
For sure. And then your recruiting process to college, what was that like? You ended up going to SMU.
Yeah, so that was a fun time, but it was also crazy. I didn't have anybody really. I didn't have somebody in a close circle really walking me through that recruiting process. So it was just a bunch of letters and emails and people coming out to games. And showing some attention. So that was nice. And then once I started taking some visits, that was really cool just to see the different schools. And I decided on SMU after making a few visits, and that was a good decision.
Yeah, for sure. And then what was your time like there? I know you transferred to St. Louis University, where you're from.
Yeah. And I mean, when I like with club soccer, the academy, that started up. So I was one of the first ages to do all that. And just to backtrack a little, but that was just a traveling league. So all those games were top clubs from all over the country, and there were college coaches lined up. So, you know, the club soccer, Scott Gallagher that I played for, it was a great team, and there were a lot of eyes on us and in that league that we were in. SMU it was for 2 years, and then I transferred to SLU for my last 2 years.
Yeah, then what was that like playing back home?
Yeah, playing back home was really fun. I mean, there wasn't an MLS team at the time. Even now, they still draw big crowds. Soccer City, hometown. So, yeah, no football. Soccer's kind of the main sport. Basketball, big there as well. But, yeah, I would say one of the interesting things was Shellis Hyndman was the coach at SMU when I was heading there, and then he took off to go to FC Dallas, and Tim McClement stepped in. And then when I went to SLU, same thing there. So both colleges, the coaches kind of left as I was coming in, and I was getting a new coach. But, you know, that didn't seem to mess with anything, to be honest. It was just kind of ironic.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And then was there like a point in your college career that you knew you could be a pro?
Oh, well, both of those programs I went to, honestly, they were crushing it in NCAA tournaments and conference tournaments. We didn't do so hot when I was at either of those. And then when I graduated from them, they did pretty well. I mean, it just kind of comes and goes, but so, because they're great programs, but just so happened to be the times I was there, it wasn't, Elite Eight or anything like that. So being a defender, it made it kind of tough. I thought I played well enough to get some calls or get some, maybe come into training camps or even get drafted. So I was still hopeful at that time, but I did not get drafted, and so that's when the fun begins, you know.
Yeah,
and find out who you are.
Yeah, no, for sure. And then, like, was your goal always to go pro, or did you think you'd have to just like get a job after college?
My goal was to always go pro, honestly. Gotcha. From a little kid, always. Yeah. So I, right after college, I was doing, I was training with some MLS teams. I was going to some other combines, all that, getting some positive feedback, not getting calls back, but I was still grinding. That was still my passion, what I've always wanted to do. So there was a point in time where I had to work, once nothing kind of worked out right after college with a outdoor team, I did work for about 8 months. So that was a tough time because it wasn't what I wanted to do. I wanted to play soccer as my job. So I was still training, dreaming, working. Sometimes I look back and I can't believe that I'm even where I am right now, just because things weren't working out, and I could have easily just settled, like, you know, it's done. Start working real world. But, you know, it becomes more of a grind and a mental thing sometimes, because there's so many talented players.
Yeah, no, definitely. I mean, that's awesome that you stuck with it. And now you are a pro, you've been a pro for a while now. And what was the transition like playing from outdoor to indoor?
Yeah. So, college, I didn't know too much about the indoor league. The St. Louis Ambush, the local team now, wasn't around. They were, but they weren't when I was getting done with school. They went away. That team announced that there was going to be an indoor team in St. Louis. And I'm like, I'll try out, you know, open tryouts, did very well, played there. I got my feet wet. So it was nice to be considered a pro and be playing in front of fans and competing again. And then I think I played two seasons, and then the USL St. Louis FC team, they were announced, and I went to a tryout for that. So now I'm doing indoor, outdoor. But the difference is, I can remember going back and forth. I wasn't even coming straight from a season into a preseason. I still didn't feel like fit, just because the running's so different in indoor, the twist and the turn and this and that. Now, the game does slow down for outdoor, especially as a defender. But no lie, indoor it's very fun for me, especially being a defender. You can get in the attack, you can get assists, you can get goals. It's electric, the music. So it's fun. I really enjoy it, as well as outdoor. They're just different. But I feel like going from indoor to outdoor, it does slow down a little bit. And you also use the sole of your foot more. It's a combination of different soccer styles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, definitely. That makes sense.
Enjoy learning what it takes to become a better player from professional soccer players? Well, how would you like to work with professional players one-on-one? Now you can with Be Pro by Perfect Soccer. Head over to perfectsoccerskills.com/BEPRO to apply to work with our network of pro players today.
And you were named Defensive Player of the Year in 2021-2022 season. So what did that mean to you?
All the individual stuff, it's nice. I'm not going to say I don't appreciate it. And one day maybe I'll look back and appreciate those even more. But, I've been lucky to be on some good teams and I try to be a good leader. I try to play to my strengths, play my role, be a good teammate, and I want to win. So, if any individual things come along, while all that stuff's happening, I'll gladly take that. So the last few years I've been getting some awards. I would say the last three, four years, more than the first half of my pro career. So, that has been a little special.
Yeah, for sure. And you won a championship as well, right?
Yeah, 2018-19 in Milwaukee. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Just like you were just mentioning. So how has that been? Like, have you just been progressively getting better because of all these accolades later in your career?
Like a fine wine, right?
Yeah.
No, I mean,
is it just like playing more and learning more about it?
Yeah, it takes years and years to learn the game, and I've been lucky to have great coaches and teammates and veteran teammates, and just you learn from the players, you learn from playing, you learn from coaches, and just being around it. It's not something you can pick up in one season or two. It takes a while. The knowledge part, and you typically can see some older players as opposed to outdoor, just because that side of it, as your body starts failing, your mind's so strong with the game. you can outsmart those younger players trying to learn it. At the same time, you're still trying to give them tips and help them out, especially if they're on your team, right? Yeah. But I don't know. I think a lot of it is just the roles that you have on your team as well. Sometimes you sub in three, sometimes you sub in two, sometimes you're the first in your rotation. Sometimes you're on defensive power plays. Sometimes you're on man downs, different situations. So you might play more minutes or you might have a bigger role on certain teams. So obviously you're going to get to showcase your talent. So I think that plays a part into the performances of the indoor players as well, because we're not all playing the same time or having set pieces designed for us or on man down. So the role's huge.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. All right, are you ready for the Quincy questions?
Oh yeah.
What's the most important skill or quality you feel has made you successful as a pro player?
Consistency. And I'm just going right off the top of the dome. Consistency.
I like that.
I coach and I play, and I feel that people just want consistency. You know what you're going to get out of me. And I've been consistent, whether that's the best player or not. I've been consistent. So I take pride in my consistency.
Yeah, for sure. What's the biggest mistake you think pro players are making?
Ooh, the biggest mistake. I think, and even going off of myself, is just working on straight weaknesses. Driving a ball with your weak foot, passing, settling, especially at a younger age, you work on your strengths and you just continue to work on them. But I wish I wouldn't have. So I think working on your weaknesses is gonna help your game a lot.
Yeah, for sure. What advice would you give a young player trying to get a scholarship or trying to make a pro league?
What advice? Nowadays it's so much like reaching out and videos and all these things. Yeah, but you have to network, obviously. But you want to play. You want people to come and see you play. So get on a team where you're playing. And obviously keep climbing and put yourself in situations where there's eyes on you. Obviously you never know who's watching, but, sometimes, you know where there's more eyes and it's not always like there's going to be a lot of failure in this business or what you consider to be failure. But you have to keep grinding and you have to keep at it. You can't let the sport win, you have to, cause it can treat you well, but it can also be very, very tough at times. So you have to just keep plugging away.
For sure. Why are you passionate about soccer?
I'm passionate. I just like to compete. I like to compete hard. And I feel like I can be, I'm a nice smiley guy, but I feel like when the game rolls around, I can just be an animal. So, I want to compete till I can't walk, to be honest.
Yeah, for sure. These next two could be, you could either answer them in soccer terms or life terms.
Okay.
What is something that most people think is true that you believe isn't?
What most people believe is true that I don't?
Yeah.
We might have to come back to that one.
All right. The next one is
you kind of got me on life. You can relate it to soccer or just life, you know?
Yeah, because it could be anything. Like it could be something like somebody thinks like, I don't know, even as simple as like someone thinks a food is good and you don't think it's good.
I like all food.
All right. The next one is what is something you'd move forward with if you weren't scared of what would happen if things didn't go well?
Man, these are tough. Right? Once you came up with all these?
Yeah.
Man, I'm not. Oh, my God. He's gonna kill me if I'm not answering his questions too. You know, honestly, I can't think of anything, to be honest.
Yeah, it's kind of like a question, like it's almost like, is there anything that's been pondering in your head that you wanted to do that you just haven't done yet? Because maybe you're worried that you never did it before or something, or you don't have time to do it right now.
Yeah, I mean, little things, skydiving, you know, that scares the crap out of me. And then just like, I've been living in different cities playing soccer, and people, you know, how do you do this? How do you just move? And it's been so easy to me. I don't know if it's from, I'm around people that do the same thing as far as play soccer, or I played with some of these people, or, you know, my friendly personality or what, but the transition, like, I feel like within a month I've been living there for years, but now moving out of the country, like by myself, like that's a little scary. I don't know how well I would adjust to that.
Yeah, no, for sure. That makes sense. I mean, athletes, I think is a unique thing, especially with, you know, trades, and if you get traded or you move around. And I think that
right?
Yeah, I feel like that's like a kind of unique skill athletes have that they don't even realize.
Yeah.
Adapting to change in different environments. All right, here's some fun questions for you. Is it called soccer or football?
I call it soccer, obviously. Football everywhere else.
All right, but soccer. Enough. All right, who's better, Messi or Ronaldo?
Messi.
All right. If there was,
you want me to elaborate?
Yeah, actually, yeah. Why is Messi better?
Yeah, I mean, I just think he is. Oh man, he's so crafty. His skill set is so good. You know, obviously Ronaldo, his 1v1 ability and his finishing, but Messi is just a champ, man. I don't know. The ball stuck to his foot, you know.
Yeah.
Sees the field very good. And he's just makes everyone around him better.
For sure. Was there any players like you growing up that you watched and like try to emulate your game off of?
Not so much. I mean, I watch a handful of soccer games, most of the time the leagues that I'm in, but there's not like a player that I really studied. I'm a fan of all sports. I watch them here and there, but I'm not like a diehard soccer fan as far as like a specific team or a certain player. But I do watch film, and I think that's important to grow as a player. But I can't think of a player that I modeled my game after or tried to.
Yeah, for sure. Last one. Who would, if it all time, any player, who would you want to do a jersey exchange with?
A jersey exchange. I think David Beckham. Do I think he's the best player? Probably not. I just, you know, he's iconic. So we look the same. No, but I have a Roberto Carlos jersey, but we didn't exchange that. So yeah, I would go with Beckham. I think that would mean the most to me.
Yeah, for sure. As far as I know, because I'm 31, but I feel like he was like the one that like kind of made it more explode in the America.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there was people. I mean, he is what he's doing for soccer. With soccer and not football, what he's doing for soccer here is it's incredible, and it's only on the up. So,
yeah, I feel like everything. I mean, since Messi came here, it's like I'm on Twitter a lot. I see soccer way more because Messi. It's crazy.
Yeah, and he brought him here, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Beckham. Yeah, I guess Beckham's the key to American soccer, I guess, on the low.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, Chad. Well, I appreciate you coming on. And could you let the listeners know where they could follow you on social media?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram, Chad Vandegrift. Facebook, Chad Vandegrift. And that's about it. Those are the two platforms I'm mainly on. So.
Quincy Mariquois here, and thanks again for listening. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to share it with someone you feel will get some value from it. And if you could take a moment to leave a review of our podcast wherever you're listening and let us know who you'd like us to interview next, we'll get working on that right away. You can listen to this full episode and more at perfectsoccerskills.com/radio. That's perfectsoccerskills.com/RADIO. You can also enter to win free weekly soccer prizes, goals, balls, jerseys, player meet and greets, and more by heading over to perfectsoccerskills.com/PSTM to enter to win for free today.